If you weren't watching the football last night, maybe you were in the thralls of a fantastic five-setter between Federer and Monfils. That's at the U.S. Open, tennis at its very best, and the result might open the door to another showdown between Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. On the women's side, Serena Williams looks like she might be headed for another U.S. Open win this weekend. But again, where are the American men? It's been looking dismal for quite some time. And something we thought we should put to one of the many McEnroes at our disposal. Mark McEnroe is president of the Johnny Mac Project and managing director of Sport Time Clubs.
Well, dismal is a strong word there, Todd. We'd like to think that we look down a little bit below that into our younger players. We have a number of excellent junior players who are competing well and are poised to join the top 100 and hopefully someday higher. But at the moment, it is a bit of a desert out there. I think our position is it's not so much that U.S. tennis has fallen behind, it's that the rest of the world has caught up.
Now, on the women's side, of course, Serena Williams is number one. We all know that. Eight Americans in the top 50. But after Serena, not another American until you reach Venus Williams, her sister, at number 20 right now in the world rankings. Bit of a desert between Serena and Venus. Better than the men, I suppose. But is it a similar situation on the women's side or a different situation to the men?
Well, it appears to me that the women are better poised now to bring more U.S. players and besides the Williams sisters into the top 100. I think, I don't know why, other than back to the theme I'm hitting on, I think there aren't as many opportunities for female athletes, particularly at the professional level, to have the financial success that the Williams sisters have. So I think in this country, young female athletes are drawn to tennis in a slightly higher percentage than the men are.
Now, in this case, with the Williams sisters, the USTA and its training program can't really take credit for them. They were trained by their dad in Houston as girls as they came up. But your brother, Patrick McEnroe, resigned this week as head of player development at the USTA. Is he taking some of the blame for the lackluster American performance here?
Evidently. I mean, I haven't spoken to him since I read about the announcement, nor anyone at the USTA. To say he's a convenient fall guy, that might be a little strong, but clearly, you know, his job when he was hired was to bring U.S. tennis back, and I think he's done a very good job of laying the groundwork that I was referring to earlier. But the Williams sisters, as you point up a common theme across many of the very top players. There's no one way to do it. I mean, the Williams sisters' father basically didn't let them play junior tournaments ever, and they played a very small number of tournaments, and they're just extraordinary athletes and competitors. You know, Roger Federer was a middle-class or upper-middle-class kid in Zurich, Switzerland, and trained at private clubs, and Rafael Nadal's primary coach is his uncle, who was a soccer player. And Novak Djokovic, you know, grew up in a ski resort town in Serbia with a war going on. So it's really, at the very top, everyone has kind of a different story, and then there's no cookie-cutter approach that anyone has found yet that I'm aware of that has churned out, you know, fives and tens of the top players.
Well, you mentioned some of the divide maybe between upper middle class or elite players and lower socioeconomic kids coming up who want access to the game. While we have you here, Mark McEnroe, I wanted to give you a chance to respond. There's scandal reporting online yesterday and today about the Johnny Mac Tennis Project. Of course, your president, accusations that the project was diverting funds that were supposed to be for poor kids to develop their tennis skills and diverting it to the for-profit side where elite tennis players who already have a lot of advantages were playing. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to those accusations.
Well, one, they're 100% false. And the fact is that our elite players are not upper middle class. You know, they're not wealthy people. We have not raised as much money as we would like, and to the extent that we are unable to raise money, we nonetheless went forth and did exactly what we said we were going to do and increase the number of community tennis hours that we've offered year over year to participants who pay nothing.
Well, fair enough. Mark McEnroe, president of the Johnny Mac Tennis Project and managing director of Sport Time Clubs. Mr. McEnroe, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.